Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. November 25, 2022. Jews suffer according to the law. Comment: the US is holding midterm elections. Right away a lot of anti-Semitic leaflets appeared, stating that Jews are the reason for coronavirus, abortions, and inflation. They mention the names of Jewish officials in the presidential administration and heads of media companies. This happens in the places where many Jews live: New Jersey, New York, California, and Florida, in many states. They talk a lot about Jews and not just talk about, but brand them. They give a lot of figures. The number of these phenomena has increased 3 to 4 times there. This occurs mostly whenever something happens and Jews are immediately blamed. How much longer will this go on? My response: until the Jews begin to correct this matter, until they realize that they are really to blame. This is already established in the structure of the world, in the structure of the universe. Galaxy-wide. Question: does it mean that even nature demands that we would understand that we are to blame for everything? Answer: so that we would correct ourselves. Then everything will be corrected, and there will be no such reaction. Question: are we the most egoistic, or what is wrong with us? Why were we chosen? Answer: why we were chosen is not our business. We were chosen and that is it. Nature chose it that way. It took a small fraction of humanity and appointed it. Question: you will be responsible for everything, right? Answer: absolutely for everything. If you are connected with each other, love, respect, and support each other, show an example to everyone else, to the nations of the world, and to humanity, and they will begin to correct themselves and come closer to each other following you, then everything will be fine. If not, then all of humanity will be against you. As humanity progresses further and further, to this extent it will progress in hatred in relation to you. Question: so you say, there is such a law. Just as there is the law of gravity, laws of physics, there is such a law of nature. Until a Jew begins to change in relation to love for each other, in connection with each other, the world will hate him, and will drive him to this connection all the time. Answer: yes. Question: the entire history of the Jews, in principle, is the history of suffering, continuous catastrophes until the last Holocaust. And you say, everything is just according to this law. Is it really just because of that? Answer: just because of that. For the fact that they do not love each other, do not respect each other, and do not come close to each other. Moreover, when we look at other nations, we ask, why are we worse than them? No. Such an internal, close connection is not required of them, but it is required of us. Question: will they also begin to come closer to each other as a result of our connection? Answer: they will also begin to come closer to each other and to us. Then all of humanity will turn into one common whole. Question: can we say when we will deduce this law ourselves? Answer: we cannot deduce this law ourselves. Our egoism will not let us. Question: do you mean that we will be able to come to this conclusion only as a result of blows? Answer: yes. We already hold on to each other a little bit because we are afraid to be left alone against the hatred of the nations of the world. Question: which, as you say, is justified. Answer: yes. Comment: but we had strong blows. My response: it does not matter. We do not know whether they were strong or weak. We do not know what to compare them with. We know only one thing, that the Torah says so. The wisdom of Kabbalah explains this to us, absolutely clearly. Do you want to be like other nations? It will not work. You should aim for connection between each other, for love between each other. Only then will you see that this is your salvation, up to the point that you will show other nations the correct connection between everyone and lead all nations to unification. Question: tell me, is it possible to destroy these Jewish people? Answer: in no way. This is not a solution. Question. Tell me, what is the solution on the part of the Jews and the solution on the part of the nations of the world? Answer. On the part of the Jews, they do not see any solution at all, except that the nations of the world will change their attitude toward them by themselves. On the part of the nations of the world, of course, it would be nice to destroy the Jews, but somehow it does not work out. Question. Are you saying this ironically? Answer. Yes. They even seem to say that it does not work out because God loves them, although he punishes them. Question. What should be the conclusion from the nations of the world? We have to bring them to this. We have to force them somehow. Answer. The nations of the world cannot realize that it is they who should force the Jews to come closer to each other. They are very far from this in order to direct the Jews toward coming closer to each other. Although, it would be, of course, salvation. The conclusion is very simple, until the Jews, the people of Israel, in all their modifications and metamorphoses, understand that they must be together and reach unity in love with each other, until then nothing in the world will change. There will be ascents, descents, and various wars, no matter what. But, in principle, the world will not come to good in any way. Question: Is there just one solution? Answer: Yes, just one. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, August 25, 2022. Faith above reason equals soul. Question: What is faith above reason? Answer: Faith above reason means that I rise above my nature and enter the state in which the Creator is, and it is opposite to me, to the way I am today. The Creator is the quality of bestowal, universal connection, and global love. Initially, I didn't have this quality. But if I can somehow create it in myself, gather it, and reveal it, then it will be above my current egoistic nature and will be called faith above reason. After all, reason is what happens in my nature, in egoism, in understanding and feeling. And when I rise above it and want to act in the opposite way, then I will be in the quality opposite to reason, in faith above reason. Opposite does not mean contrary. In our simple understanding of life, there are generally a lot of such inconsistencies that you need to first get around and then try to feel, because faith above reason comes in the feeling that there is such a state as the upper world, as rising above yourself, as life in the name of bestowal, and you want to find this state. When a person has such an inner motion, he begins to prepare for the exit from egoistic slavery. This follows from the fact that a force called the upper surrounding light acts on him for a certain, but long period. This force is caused by the desire and actions of a person to change himself. And although they are egoistic in their inner content, they are altruistic in their purpose. If a person receives such an impact from his work in a group during Kabbalah lessons and wants to gain additional strength, to gain a quality above this world, then it gradually begins to originate and develop in him like the intrauterine development of the fetus. And then this quality of faith above reason is born and begins to exist on its own. It is called the soul. Speaking in the language of Kabbalah, a person adheres to Bina, as if detaching himself from Malkhut. Therefore, faith above reason is the quality of Bina, which prevails over the quality of Malkhut, or the quality of bestowal, which is realized over the quality of reception, or the desire to bestow, which is organized above the desire to receive. According to this principle, the construction of a common soul is arranged. This is the principle by which we exist in the spiritual world. We have to build this in ourselves. Until then, none of us has a soul. There is only a physical body, which is not mentioned at all in Kabbalah. In the science of Kabbalah, the body means our egoistic desire to receive and to enjoy. It exists within us, and is completely unrelated to the animal body. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, December 23, 2018. Resistance to Kabbalah. There are various opponents of Kabbalah. There are people who simply cannot stand the word Kabbalah because that is how they were taught. There are people who are not eager to study it because they believe that it can harm them and somehow diminish their importance. That is, there are many reasons to cause trouble for other people without even thinking about it. Not to mention those problems when you talk about the Creator in a completely new way, something that no religion speaks about. How can they accept you? Comment: You are saying that resistance to Kabbalah exists so that, in principle, you can explain to yourself what you are doing. My response: Yes, this is a problem until a person who studies Kabbalah begins to understand what he really is doing. It does not form in him immediately. Gradually, he begins to understand why, what, and how. All this accumulates because he studies the soul, which he does not feel. He studies the sensations in this soul called the upper world, which he also does not yet feel but only strives to get close to. Therefore, he does not yet have a clear understanding of where he is. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Kabbalah. For and against October 12, 2013. Our strength is in the spirit of unity. Question: Is there any force of internal energy that can suppress, say, arrogance? A Kabbalist is still at a much higher degree than an ordinary person. If a person has really gone too far, can a Kabbalist use some internal forces? Answer: Upper forces, secret forces? He cannot, he does not know how, and he should not. Comment: But there are people who go against the upper nature, so to say. My response: There are no people who go against upper forces. This is incorrect. No one goes against the upper forces. Not that he has no right to. He cannot, he is unable to because he is controlled by those same upper forces. How can I go against the Creator if what I do, say, and think comes from him, and I am just a dummy, a puppet? This cannot happen. You just have to understand that there are degrees where I have to rebel, including physically. It is said about this: He who comes to kill you, kill him first. And in all other cases, no. I cannot act here by any upper forces. All the gain that a spiritual person has is in his spirit. He cannot use it to harm others. Otherwise, it is no longer spirit, it is not spiritual. The spiritual is only the right intention in the right action of bestowal and love. But this action can destroy the enemy both mentally and physically. If you really act with love and dedication and your opponent is the opposite, then in the end, he will lose. It can happen through great suffering, through long-term problems, but he will lose. It will be so because he goes against the plan of nature. Question: If you look at the Holocaust from this point of view, the Nazis lost because of it. But was it, as you have just explained, as a result of the fact that they were going against the plan of nature? Answer: If the Jews were united among themselves, not against the fascists but among them according to the method of Kabbalah, according to the method of human development, then there would be no Holocaust, everything would be the opposite. Both Europe and the entire history of mankind would have developed differently. Also today, if Israel were more united, if we could unite it under the banner of bestowal and love so as to become one, in a state of mutual guarantee, then, of course, we would not have any external problems with our neighbors. All borders would be completely open, and the whole world would rise to a completely different level of relationships. From CabTV's I Got a Call. The Secret Powers of the Kabbalist. Golden Cage or Upper World? Question: Why do students of a Kabbalist have some kind of an inner yearning for Kabbalah? Answer: Not only for Kabbalah. Sometimes they have a yearning to go live in some village, in some kibbutz or some such place, in order to gather a group of like-minded people there. But this is just a certain point on the way of their development. After this group, They will understand that they are drawn to a broader society in order to realize their idea there, otherwise they will not ascend. Question: but why, when a person experiences difficult states, does he not abandon Kabbalah, but rather still holds on to this source? Answer: how can he break away from it? Indeed, at the same time, he loses hope to reveal the upper world. How is this possible? A person cannot be satisfied with a lower level than the one to which he has developed. He simply cannot. Offer me now a golden cage, that is, not to study Kabbalah, but anything you want in this world. Can I do it? I will get desperate the next day. What will this wealth give me? What will I do with it? A person can no longer descend to this level because we are bonded. We realize the level of egoism that works within us. We cannot go lower, it is against the movement of nature. If people come to us, and then leave, then they find out that they are not yet at this level, they were mistaken. It means that they are one floor below. From CabTVs I got a call. Beware of Kabbalah on October 19, 2013. Go with the flow. Question: sometimes you give an assignment, do it this way, put everything like that. Everything is done okay. Right away you come and say, take it all apart, put it away. What is the right way to relate to this? Answer: to say thank you that I gave you two tasks instead of one. If all this would go straight in a deterministic way, then we would develop only our brains and nothing else. Exactly, thanks to the fact that we are faced with such events in which we do not understand anything, we cannot orient ourselves with our head and feelings in them, the necessity to jump to another level arises in us. How to flip yourself, your brains, how to change the way you look at the world. It is precisely in this that a person begins to feel the need, I am obligated to look differently, I am obligated to begin to understand differently, I am obligated to hear and see differently so that everything will change in me. Such a necessity has to appear. Comment: but when you can't find an explanation for what is being done to you, then you can simply get lost. My response: and you hold on to your head less, to your approach to life, to your mind, and give yourself up to the flow. From CabTVs I got a call. Confidentially October 12, 2013.